Welcome back to the NFL National Scouting Combine. Here with Director of College Scouting, Matt Malaspina. And Matt, tell me about how important this week is.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us, for all the teams, because you get to interact with the players in a casual environment, in a work environment, so it allows you to see another side you couldn't see when you scouted in the fall.
And when you get to the combine, how do you break down some of the responsibilities in terms of where the area scouts go, where you're at, where the coaches are going, kind of how you orchestrate that all together?
Well, we know beforehand, the way the combine's organized, it comes in groups. So each day is sectioned up, and then at night, you know, you meet different players of interest that you have, and they come to your room for a formal interview. And then we have an informal interview over the train station area where the coaches, it's great for them because this is the first time the coaches actually have exposure to these kids unless they coach them. So it's really the first time you put your hands on a prospective employee.
Yeah, and many of the 49ers fans at home who are watching combine drills probably see a lot of our coaches down on the field. How important is that for you guys, too, as a scouting staff?
Well, it's huge, and it's become more popular every year. There's quite a few coaches that are out there, and we try to involve them in every way, whether it's coaching guys up behind the scenes or whether they're coaching the drill or assisting coaching the drill. But it's one thing to watch. It's another thing when you're there, when you're in the action. You just get a better feel for it. You get a better feel for how the kid competes. You get a better feel for his strength level because you can see things better when you're right next to him.
So, Matt, tell me, how much importance do you place on guys coming from schools in the bigger conferences, the SECs of the world?
Well, it certainly is huge. Most of the league comes from the big conferences, so it's very important to us. However, there's players at all levels. It comes down to height, weight, speed, and production. So if you see a kid at a smaller level school that's really playing well and playing well consistently, he's a legitimate prospect, just as much as a kid at Alabama. But yes, bigger schools definitely get more attention, as well they should.
Is that something that helped out Eric Reed last year? And what did you guys see in him that made you think that he could do what he did and play so effectively last season?
Well, I mean, if you look at Eric, not only physically, but from a performance level, consistency, intensity, his intelligence. Guys like Eric are pretty much easy to figure out because they've always done it. There's no secrets with him. A guy like Eric that played to his level at the level he played at, it's fairly simple to figure out what he can do.
Is there a player over your years with the 49ers who made you feel just more rewarded for the effort that you put into guys, seeing them grow as they get 2, 3, 4 years in the league?
The way we look at it as a staff is kind of collectively through Trent's leadership. But when a guy makes it and is consistent through his career, be it through 2, 3, 4 years, we all kind of take pride in that because we don't look at it as that's your guy, that's my guy. We kind of look at it as, hey, we figured this guy out together, we've tracked this guy, and when they do make it, it's rewarding for the whole staff, not just an individual person.